Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Monday, September the 12th, 2022, 9-12-22, 15 minutes past the hour. And we certainly thank Tim Goodwin, the associate editor of the 2023 Old Farmer's Almanac, for joining us in hour number one. What a fascinating conversation that was. It always is. To learn what the weather is going to be like for the upcoming year. And it looks like here in Ohio, we're going to have a possible white Christmas, but just a dusting of snow other than a big accumulation. And then going into January and February, looks like we're going to have accumulations of snow and temperatures below what the averages normally are. Spring doesn't look too bad, and summer doesn't look too bad either. So we certainly thank Tim for coming on this morning and sharing that information. People are always interested in the weather. Have you ever noticed, whether it's internet or radio or television or periodicals, newspapers, whatever it is, people always want to know about the weather. And this Old Farmer's Almanac with the yellow cover, the famous yellow cover, has been around for 231 years this year. Started by Robert B. Thomas, school teacher, 231 years ago. How about that? Does anybody have anything to say about the weather? I know we all love to talk about the weather. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can talk about everything that we talked about in the last hour with Tim Goodwin, associate editor of the 2023 Old Farmer's Almanac, which is available now at your favorite retailer or online. Of course, everything's available online now. Hard to find something that's not available online at this particular point. Well, the Popcorn Festival has wrapped up after, what was it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, last weekend. You know, it's always so amazing to me how quickly they clean up downtown on Saturday night into Sunday after the festival is over. And it's my understanding the shows drew pretty decent crowds. Parmalee, I believe, was the country band on Friday night, and Lita Ford was the rock act on Saturday night. But what I'm interested in, did anybody go to those concerts, by the way? If you went to those concerts, give me a buzz. Let me know what you thought of them. Did they draw as big a crowds as I saw? I only saw pictures on Facebook. I did not go down to the festival myself. So did they draw as big a crowds as it looked like they drew? And what were the performances like? Did you head down to the Popcorn Festival to see these things that went on last week? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, if they drew big crowds, that's great. We talked for a long time last week, and prior to the Popcorn Festival the week before, about how the entertainment is possibly not as big as it once was, but the Popcorn Festival does have advantages, and some of those advantages are being free entertainment. You know, there's no admission to get into the Popcorn Festival, and then there's no admission to go to these concerts. So that is a big plus. And I've always thought that no matter who was performing, they were probably, unless weather's bad, weather does have an impact on that, unless the weather is bad, they're going to have a pretty decent crowd because it's free. And people like to get out. And we're at the point now. Has anybody noticed this? I've kind of paid attention to this. Has anybody noticed that anything going on, especially free things that involve entertainment, are seemingly having large crowds. And I think this is a direct result of the pandemic. I think people were cooped up for 2 years, and there were restrictions put on things that people could go to. And a lot of people did not go to things because they were fearful of what was going on. And it seems to me like now that maybe that has all passed. And now these events are drawing very big crowds. You know, a lot of these events were canceled in 2020. And then last year, 2021, there were some restrictions put on the events. A lot of people were fearful about going to the events. This year, it really doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of that. Certainly not what there was last year. And it almost seems like every event that's being put on is drawing very big crowds. So that's good for the people putting them on. We're all glad to see that. So did anybody go down to the festival at all and see Parmalee or see Lita Ford? Or just go to the festival in general? Was it generally busy? I was going to go down Friday afternoon and get something to eat. I didn't make it down there. And then Saturday, I was not in Marion on Saturday, so I did not get a chance to go down. So did anybody out there who's listening right now make it down to the Popcorn Festival, either to the show or to the festival in general, and scope it out, see what it was like? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I will tell you something I did Friday night, and I talked about this with Angie on the Friday night show, is we went out to the new barbecue place on Route 4, which I believe is called Chill Out Barbecue, something like that. It's the old ice cream place just beyond Moto Mart and just beyond, I think it's a plumbing company now out there, but it's where Super Duper Grocery Store used to be. They've done a very nice job on remodeling that that particular area. And on Friday night, we each had a pulled pork sandwich. And it's kind of an interesting little operation there, because you get the pulled pork, and then you can put your flavor of barbecue sauce on it that you want. They had three out there when I was there on Friday night. I don't know if that's typical or not, but they had the sweet barbecue sauce, the regular barbecue sauce, and then there was another flavor, but you put it on your pulled pork. So you don't necessarily have to go with the recipe that the restaurant chooses. You kind of make up the sandwich. They just give you the pulled pork on a bun, and then it's your choice to make the sandwich that you want to make. So that was an interesting experience, but the sandwich was good. So I definitely have nothing but good things to say about the Chill Out Barbecue out there on Route 4. Has anybody else been to that? If there's any updates on that, you can give us a buzz as well. 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I'm in the studio this morning. Took a little trip over here today to do the show live from the studio. All right, what else is going on? Well, I hear tonight on I hear today on the news report here on the station that Mary Ellen Withrow is getting a proclamation, I believe, tonight at the city council meeting in regard to her Hall of Fame induction in October, which I believe is on her birthday, which I believe is October the 1st or 2nd. But on Mary Ellen's birthday, less than a month from now, she will be receiving a Hall of Fame induction at the Marion County Historical Society, I believe. And you know, I don't think the event's happening at the Historical Society. I'm not sure where the event is, to be honest. Matter of fact, well, you know what? Actually, I think I have a brochure here that will tell me where the event is. Ah, I do have a brochure here. Let's see here. Here's the brochure. Yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow's a promissory note, but today is cash. That's a quote from Mary Ellen Withrow, obviously 40th Treasurer of the United States. The Marion County Hall of Fame presents the Honorable Mary Ellen Withrow Sunday, October the 2nd at 5 p.m. at All Occasions Catering, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. So there you go. It's going to be at All Occasions Catering. That certainly answers that question. Please join us while we celebrate the induction of Mary Ellen Withrow into the Marion County Hall of Fame on her 92nd birthday. $35 a ticket. Tickets are pre-purchase only, and sales will end on Friday, September the 16th at 4 p.m. So the sale of these tickets will be over this Friday. Is it this Friday? Yeah, this Friday, September 16th. So you have until 4 p.m. this Friday to get a ticket to this event. And it's being put on by the Marion County Historical Society. And, of course, that's located at 169 East Church Street here in Marion. If you have any questions, you can call 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm not sure. Being at All Occasions Catering, I'm guessing there's a dinner involved here for this induction ceremony on October the 2nd. But I don't really know. It just says it's at All Occasions Catering, but I'm guessing there would have to be food involved to have it at All Occasions. But that's a nice event on Mary Ellen's 92nd birthday. How about that? The big Hall of Fame induction. And if I'm not mistaken, there used to be a rule, which clearly has been changed, that to become a member of the Marion County Hall of Fame, I believe you used to have to be dead. I don't know why that was the rule, but for a long time, I believe that you had to be, your life had to have come to an end, and then somebody had to nominate you, and then you became a member of the Marion County Hall of Fame. And I think for a long time, I remember having a conversation with Trello Romine many years ago, back when I was at WMRN, so it'd have to be more than 10 years ago, that it had been a long time since anybody had been inducted into the Hall of Fame at that point. That there had been a long period where nobody had been inducted. There are blocks, or there were blocks, in the basement. I believe it was down in kind of the cafeteria meeting area. I don't know if it's a cafeteria. It might be more of an auditorium. I think it's probably more of an auditorium at the Historical Society, where these blocks used to be that had people's names on them and letting people know that they were members of the Marion County Hall of Fame. But I do think there used to be an idea that you had to have passed away. Now, obviously, thank goodness Mary Ellen has not passed away, but I believe she's the first person, to my knowledge, who has ever been inducted while she is still with us, which is kind of a nice way to do it when you think about it. That way the person can be there when it's happening and see what's going on. Anybody know anything about that? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. So we can chat about the weather. Of course, as I said at the top of the hour here, Tim Goodwin, the associate editor of the 2023 Old Farmer's Almanac, was on this morning in hour number one, telling us what the weather's going to be like around here for the next year. And then we've talked this morning about the Popcorn Festival, which has wrapped up their 41st edition as of Saturday night. And Mary Ellen Withrow's induction into the Marion County Hall of Fame. Anybody have anything to say about that or anything else on your mind here this morning? 740-383-9944. Got to get that number right. 740-383-9944. Any information on any of that or anything else on your mind on this Monday morning, September the 12th, 2022? I will tell you, it is a dreary, dreary morning. But of course, we've been saying that pretty much since July. There have been very few mornings since July where it has not been dreary, and that's unfortunate. We had a very wet July, as I was telling the man from the Old Farmer's Almanac this morning. August was probably 50-50. It rained a lot, but there were a few more sunny days, I think, in August than there were in July. And then here we are in September, and there's been a fair amount of rain this particular month, which I don't know what that means as we go into the fall in about 9 days. I don't know if there's any significance to the amount of rain that comes in summer as we head into fall, but I guess it will be what it will be. How are people's plants and gardens doing this year because of all the rain and things of that nature? I haven't heard too much about that this past summer. You know, last year, I heard a lot about people's gardening and things that they were doing, but not so much this year. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour. How are your gardens, maybe your flowers, your landscaping doing this year with all the rain that we have had? Do want to let people know that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp will follow this show this morning, 10:15 a.m. until 11 a.m. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. So Mid-Morning Coffee Break, and I believe the guest this morning is Dr. Feynman. So if you are a fan of Dr. Feynman, that will be a good show to listen to. 10:15 a.m. until 11 a.m. Not sure what the topic is this morning, but I'm sure it will be something of interest. There is never a lack of things to talk about these days. Do you remember the good old days when there were lacks of things to talk about when it came to politics and things of that nature? Used to be times where there was actually nothing going on, and it was quiet. Now, I will have to say, it is a little quieter now than it was maybe the last 6 or 8 years, but not a complete die-down. Let's put it that way. So, there you have it. You know, I was thinking, well, over the weekend, Saturday night, I went to Delaware, as I was saying, on Saturday night, and went to a pizza place in Delaware, primarily a pizza place called Shorty's. And I'd never been there, but very, very delicious pizza. I would compare it to, I would say, it reminded me a lot of Donato's here in Marion, and it also kind of reminded me of, I can't think of the pizza place in Bucyrus that everybody goes to. Boy, that was on the tip of my tongue. Slipped out of my mind there. But everybody knows the famous pizza place in Bucyrus that everybody loves. But that's kind of what Shorty's Pizza reminded me of. And honestly, on Saturday night, and Saturday night was kind of a beautiful night weather-wise, they were not very busy. Service was good. Pizza was good. And we also got some cheesy bread, which was very good. So Shorty's was very good in Delaware on Saturday night. I know a lot of people, when they go to Delaware, they go to a Hamburger Inn, or they go to House of Thurman, or they go to Crumble Cookie, or places like that. But I would definitely, if you get the time, stop in over at Shorty's, only 20 minutes up the road here. It's right across from Grady Hospital. Very, very good pizza place if you're in the mood for pizza. Also, we have, on Saturday night, we went to Baker's, thank you, Mary, out there listening. Baker's Pizza. I kept wanting to say Buster's, and I knew Buster's was not right. But yeah, Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus is kind of what Shorty's Pizza in Delaware reminded me of. Now, of course, somebody will go over there and they'll say, well, that doesn't remind me of Baker's at all. But kind of the texture of the pizza and the way it's put together, not a lot of crust, kind of reminded me of Baker's. Baker's and Donato's is where I would put Shorty's. And I had not had an Oreo Blizzard, which many of you know is my favorite dessert, in quite a while. So on Saturday night, when we were done at Shorty's, we went up the road there on 3637 and stopped at the Dairy Queen and got an Oreo Blizzard. I think Angie got a small strawberry shake. But boy, you know, the blizzards are never bad. Even though Saturday night actually was not all that chilly. It was, you know, a little cooler than you would expect this time of year, but not particularly cold. So it was nice to have an Oreo Blizzard again, which I don't know why I had not had one in such a long time, but that was Saturday night. That was my Saturday night. All right. 35 minutes past the hour. Has anybody been to Shorty's in Delaware? Or maybe been to this new barbecue place out here on Route 4 beyond the Moto Mart? Did anybody go up to the Popcorn Festival this past weekend and partake in all of the entertainment and fun things that were going on? Oh, by the way, does anybody know if our longtime listener Lee ever got in touch with Ted Jolliffe? We brought that up last week, that I had gotten a call at home that Ted Jolliffe was trying to get in touch with Lee. Apparently, it was my understanding that Lee had called Ted for something, but he did not leave a return number. And then Ted called me and asked for Lee's number, but I did not have his number. So I think, if I remember right, somebody called in and said that they were going to get the message to Lee to call Ted, but I'm not sure if that happened. I hope it did. Have not heard from Ted or Lee in regard to that particular matter. So if anybody knows if that connection was made, let me know here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Saturday night, we had a lot of great calls on the Friday night show. I believe Sarah called in, and John and Carolyn Heimlich called in, and our Pina Grigio couple called in. A lot of good calls on Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I just got you on the radio, and I heard you talking about Shorty's.
Yeah, have you been to Shorty's?
I have, and it was very good pizza.
Now, did it remind you of Baker's and Donato's?
Yeah, Baker's for sure. Donato's has its own, they are similar, I get what you're saying, but definitely similar to Baker's.
You know, I was kind of surprised because we ended up going there because we dropped somebody off at another restaurant, and we just kind of went around the corner up there to Shorty's, and I think they do a much bigger takeout business than, because it's not a big place, as you know, but
yeah.
Boy, the pizza was, the service was good, got the pizza very quickly, and it is really good pizza.
It is. That's what I was going to say, the service. We went down there last winter. We had a basketball game down there at Delaware Christian, and it was 15 minutes before their kitchen closed, and they still served us and all the kids. And, you know, a lot of places you go to, they'll say, no, we're not going to start up a big, you know, with 15 minutes to go. And, yeah, it was good. Everybody enjoyed it, and the people were really good to us.
And, you know, the price was not that bad either. We got, a medium pizza and an order of the cheesy garlic bread, and it was not an exorbitant amount of money.
No, not at all. I heard you mention that, and I thought, well, I'll definitely call in and put a plug for them. It's excellent.
And, you know, it's interesting because all the places in Delaware, I always hear people going to Hamburger Inn or House of Thurman or places like that, and I'd never heard anybody mention this place. And, boy, they really should because it's in that vein of very good food.
It is. It ranks up there. Yeah, we were just sitting at that ball game, and I said, I'm craving a pizza. So I Googled pizza places, and I'd never heard of it either. And I thought, well, let's give this place a try because it had, you know, cold beer with your pizza, and Yeah, it was good. I never did make it to the festival.
Didn't make it up there this year, huh?
No, I didn't make it. Just too busy.
Well, you know, I didn't make it up there yet, or make it up there either, but it was interesting to me that I did see a few pictures of the entertainment, and it looked like they drew a big crowd, but I don't know if they were drawing big crowds because people wanted to see the entertainment or because it was free.
Well, yeah, that's true. I haven't even got to see any pictures. I did have a buddy that went to the Lita Ford and said it was pretty good entertainment. It was a pretty good show.
Well, I'm glad they did well. Hopefully they were able to sell a lot of things. You know, I was thinking last week, the entertainment, because it's free, has to be put on by sponsors. I don't know if there are a lot of sponsors left at the Popcorn Festival at this point.
Yeah, this year it was probably the lowest. I never heard a thing about it until pretty much Thursday. Maybe a little bit on Wednesday evening, I started hearing, you know, seeing people put the chairs out along Center Street and stuff, but I didn't hear nothing about the festival this year.
No, and I did not hear much in regard to the parade either, and usually the parade gets a lot of attention, and really Thursday night, I can't even say that I saw one picture on social media from the parade, which is really strange.
Yes, it is. Yep. Well, all right, Scott, I better get back to work.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Our friend Ryan out there, we always appreciate hearing from him, and apparently he's had a good experience at Shorty's in Delaware, which, again, not a bad pizza place to go to. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As I was saying, really good phone participation on Friday night. John and Carolyn Heimlich called in, and Pina Grigio couple, our favorite Pina Grigio couple, who were back from Illinois after seeing a soccer game there, called in. We also heard from Sarah. We also heard from Judy Cressup, who we had not heard from in a while. It was good to hear from Judy and see what she was up to. I think Adam called in, and there was one more call. I'm trying to think who it was on Friday night. I remember John and Carolyn. I remember Judy. I remember Adam. I remember Sarah. And there was one more call, but it was a real, real good night. I thought a really nice Friday night show. We talked a lot about the Popcorn Festival. We talked a lot about the new barbecue place out here on Route 4 because we had just been there and had dinner. We talked about talked a lot about the passing of the Queen of England, which is still a big, big story. And certainly nothing against the Queen of England, but it's just interesting to me that the royals are such a big story here in America. But as I said, if you go up to the checkout counters, if you look at any of the tabloids or anything like that, it's almost exclusively covered by the royal family, which must mean they sell magazines. Now, will the Queen's death impact that? Is she the one who sells the magazines, or is it William and Kate and Harry and Meghan? Are they the ones who sell the magazines, or was it the Queen? Because the Queen seemed to be on those magazines as much as anybody else was. I don't know. I guess we'll all find out as time goes on. Again, phone lines are open, 43 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want to comment on the upcoming year's weather that we learned this morning from Tim Goodwin, the associate editor of the 2023 Old Farmer's Almanac, or possibly Shorty's Pizza in Delaware, Ohio, or the induction of Mary Ellen Withrow into the Marion County Hall of Fame? And remember, the whole reason we brought that up is because at tonight's city council meeting, apparently the mayor is going to do a special proclamation honoring Mary Ellen, I guess recognizing the fact that she will be put into the Hall of Fame on her birthday, October 2nd, this year. But remember, to get tickets to that event, you do have to get them by this Friday, September the 16th. So that is the drill. And if you're interested in tickets, it's the Marion County Historical Society, 740-387-4255. Now, the flyer I have does not say that there's a dinner, but I'm guessing with the event at all occasions, there will be a dinner. So that's the rundown. Does anybody know any more about this event other than what we've already talked about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we do know that Mary Ellen will be I imagine she'll be at the City Council meeting tonight, which I believe is at 6:30 at City Hall, to receive that proclamation from the mayor in regard to her Hall of Fame induction. All right. Anything else on anybody's mind at this particular... At this particular point. Oh, our phone's doing some talking now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 46 minutes past the hour here on this Monday, kick off your work week, September 12th, 2022. Are you getting by with this weather? This dreary weather. Now, maybe it's a little less dreary now than it was when I came in this morning, but had to have the headlights on this morning. It was definitely one of those mornings where you could have stayed in bed. And, you know, coming off last week is a very interesting week here in Marion. Number one, we have Labor Day on Monday, which gives everybody a three-day weekend. And then we have the Popcorn Festival at the end of the week, which a lot of people take as a three-day weekend. I know Marion City Schools is not in on that Friday. They use that as a teacher in-service day, so they get a three-day weekend. So it's kind of hard to come back this week and have a full week, especially when you come back today and the weather is dreary as it is. There was not hardly any line at McDonald's this morning. Maybe a lot of people were calling off sick this morning after the festival. But I think there were only two people in the line, and I got there at the normal time. And as far as I know, there was no reason that the line should be particularly small this morning. All right, anything else on anybody's mind this morning? Give me a buzz. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I'm wondering if anybody does any gardening out there at all. Vegetables, plants in general. How has that gone this year with the amount of rain and the type of weather that we have had? Has it been good for you because we've had so much rain? Or has it not been good? Has it kind of flooded everything out? I don't know. I'd be interested in knowing the answer to that. 740-383-9944. All right here. And again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up this morning. Not too far off here. 10:15 until 11 a.m. on this station. All righty. Well, let's see here. Well, okay. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Let's see here. What else do we have for the last 10 or 11 minutes of the program? You know, a few weeks ago, we were doing these business slogans. Now, we never really got through these, and some of these are kind of hard. Let's see if we can get through a few of these here in the next 10 minutes. Now, the ones that we had, now remember, these are business slogans for very popular businesses. Now, the slogans that we had out there that we do not have the answers for yet, one is shave time, shave money. Now, we've had this one out there for a long time. Shave time, shave money. Does anybody know what business that is a slogan for? Then we have all for freedom, freedom for all. All for freedom, freedom for all. What business is that a slogan for? And then we have live in your world, play in ours. Live in your world, play in ours. What businesses are those the slogans for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What smart folks do we have out there this morning who can get those answers? Those are the three that we have had for quite some time now. Let's see here. Now remember, shave time, shave money. What business uses that slogan? I think we've had that one out there longer than any of them. Shave time, shave money. Then we have All for Freedom, Freedom for All. Now that company, I bet you saw a lot of these this past week, and I bet you saw a lot of these in the popcorn parade, if you went to the popcorn parade last week. That business, you would have seen a lot of their products. All for freedom, freedom for all. Is anybody going to go out on a business or a limb here and guess that business? 740-383-9944. And the other one is live in your world, play in ours. Live in your world, play in ours. Now that is probably geared more toward a younger crowd. Not kids in general. Now, a lot of kids would be interested in this, but probably more young male adults than anybody else. So that item, that particular company, is probably geared toward younger males and probably kids. So live in your world, play in ours would be younger kids, well, kids in general and younger males. And then All for Freedom, Freedom for All. You probably saw a lot of these products in the popcorn parade or saw a lot of these products in general on the road this past weekend with the nicer weather. And then we've got Shave Time, Shave Money. Now, I think you can probably tell by the slogan that that company obviously has to do with shaving cream. But does anybody know what company that is? These are slogans for popular companies. 740-383-9944. Shave time, shave money. All for freedom, freedom for all. And live in your world, play in ours. What companies have those slogans? Now, we did go a little further last time. I don't know if we put this one out last time or not. Belong anywhere. Belong anywhere. That is another one. Now, that might be a little difficult. I'll kind of be surprised if somebody gets that one. Belong anywhere. Now, remember, that's a slogan. It is a popular company, but I don't know if we hear a lot about this company here in Marion. Belong anywhere. 740-383-9944. So those are the slogans. All you have to do is tell me the company that those are the slogans for. Belong anywhere. Live in your world, play in ours. All for freedom, freedom for all. Or shave time, shave money. 53 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you know what companies those are the slogans for, give us a buzz and we can discuss it. All right. Well, what else is going on? You know, now that the Popcorn Festival's over, and now that we're past Labor Day weekend, we really are heading fast into the fall season, or autumn, as some people call it. Coming up here September the 21st, so 9 days from now, You know, if you go into the stores now, of course, all the Halloween stuff is out. The Halloween candy, the Halloween decorations. Yesterday, I saw a lot of the candy apples, caramel apples. Those are out and ready to go for the season. We're definitely heading into fall. And everybody now seems to be into this pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice candles. Pumpkin spice coffee. Pumpkin spice rolls. It just seems like, I think there's even a pumpkin spice cereal, if I'm not mistaken. Pumpkin spice coffee creamer. It's a big, big thing as we head into fall. I don't know when that started. It's been fairly recently. It doesn't go back too far. What is the big deal about pumpkin spice? Does anybody know what in the world is the big deal with pumpkin spice? I have no idea. To be honest with you, I can't say that I've never had pumpkin spice, but I don't remember ever having, because I'm not a coffee drinker, so I have not, in my mind, ever had anything to do with pumpkin spice coffee or pumpkin spice creamer. I don't ever remember eating, I've had a pumpkin roll, but I don't think that's considered pumpkin spice. I don't know that I've ever smelled a pumpkin spice candle. What is the big thing behind pumpkin spice? Now, did that all start at Starbucks? I know they're a big proponent of the pumpkin spice. But beyond that, I really don't know. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Where did the big pumpkin spice craze come from? Now, I do like warm tea, but I don't know. They probably do have a pumpkin spice tea. For as popular as that particular flavor has become. I don't know. I don't know where it all got started. Does anybody know the background on pumpkin spice or why it's so popular? I'm sure a lot of people out there go to Starbucks. I don't know. Does McDonald's or any of these other places that people go to in the morning, Tim Hortons, Dunkin', places like that, do they deal in the pumpkin spice? I don't know. Does anybody know out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I want to thank Mary this morning for reminding me that the pizza place in Bucyrus is Baker's, and that's what Shorty's in Delaware reminds me of. So if you get a chance to go down to Shorty's in Delaware, that's what it puts me in the mind of. Puts me in the mind of Baker's Pizza. And Ryan called in and said that that was a similar experience that he had, that it sort of put him in the mind of Baker's as well. And Baker's, as anybody who's been there knows, has very, very, very good pizza. So to be in that category is a good place to be. And just up the road here in Delaware, not a far trek at all. And again, we've got our business slogans out here. Shave time, shave money. All for freedom, freedom for all. And living your world, playing ours. Oh, and then we also had the new one this morning, which is belong anywhere. Does anybody know what businesses use those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, tonight at the city council meeting, Mary Ellen Withrow will be getting a special acknowledgement from Mayor Scott Schertzer in regard to her upcoming induction into the Marion County Hall of Fame, which will be on October the 2nd. $35 a seat. If you want to get a ticket to this event, you do need to call the Historical Society by Friday at 4 o'clock. Friday, September the 16th by 4 o'clock to get a ticket, $35 a ticket. The event will be at All Occasions Catering at 5 p.m. on October the 2nd. And again, the Historical Society number, 740-387-4255. 740-387-4255. The big Mary Ellen Withrow Hall of Fame induction. Certainly something not to be missed for anybody interested in Marion history or honoring a very great person in the history of Marion. All right, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp. I believe Dr. Ron Feynman is the guest coming up here in about 15 minutes on this station. You can always get us on the web, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH.